Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends. Today's topic is project management, which is something near and dear to my heart, as I am a PM by trade. That was my soul-sucking job before I started my VA business. So I just want to talk a little bit about project management with you today, because it's something that I see thrown about within the VA industry, and people have different definitions and, you know, what they call themselves. And I'm sure you've already listened to my podcast about titles. But it's still important, because being a project manager, especially for people who have experience with either being a PM, being part of a PM team, means a specific thing to people. And so I just want to start with a definition. So a project manager is not the same as a VA. A VA can be a project manager, but I wouldn't call myself a VA, because most people think you're an admin. Remember, the VA industry is not just for admins. It's not admin only. When I started my VA business, I didn't offer anything admin. I never did offer anything admin. I went straight from, you know, my corporate PM to doing PM work online. So I actually dived right into doing online business project management without knowing really that's what it was called. I was just being really a virtual project manager. The difference was is that I wasn't working for I didn't have a job. My point is I was working more as a consultant, because I had multiple clients. So first off, PM and VA are not the same thing, right? Especially when you're talking to clients, because clients are going to think a VA is more admin based, and a project manager is more consultant based, which is a huge difference in the amount of money you can charge for that. So as I mentioned, my previous job was an IT project manager. Software development was my thing. And when I started my VA business, I just did what I already knew how to do, which was managing tasks and managing deadlines and managing people, which is basically what a project manager does. But it's a little bit different when you start working in the online business world, just because the complexities are not the same as when you're working in a large corporation than if you're working for somebody who's doing a product launch and they're a solopreneur. They're the only person in the business. There's a very, very big difference on how you approach this. And I learned this from experience, because I approached my first online project, which was a launch, and I approached it with all the tools I had from my corporate days, and I overwhelmed my poor client, because I was trying to force her to follow a methodology that I had been trained upon, and it really didn't work. There was just too much to it. It really needed to be scaled down. So I learned over time how to come up with a methodology, or, you know, a framework that works for online businesses who want to do project-based work. So that's just a little background. Now, what do project managers do in the online business space? Primarily, you're going to be managing some type of project, which is really either a product launch or a technology launch. And so let me explain the difference between those two. A product launch is some type of product or even a service that a client can offer. So it could be a group coaching program, because maybe they're a business coach and they're going to want to do they want to coach to many people and they want to automate it. So they want to make it a group coaching program that is kind of self-service for members of the group coaching program. Or maybe you have somebody who wants to get into the online course world, which is a huge $3 billion industry now, which is a huge, huge part of the online business world. Maybe you want to help somebody launch a course on whatever their expertise is. Doesn't matter what it is. People need expertise. And and they want to be able to get it when they need it. In other words, self-service. So it doesn't need to be live. So these are two examples of projects that as an online project manager, you would manage. What do you do with that information? Well, you follow a specific methodology that's going to go from strategy or scope building, so figuring out what it is that you're doing, all the way through implementation and close. Now, because I've done this so many times and still do this today, I developed my own framework or methodology that I use for every single project, whether it's a course or a group coaching program, or a piece of technology. And that's what I forgot. Sorry about that. Let me back up for a sec. Product launches, which could also be a service launch. And I said technology launch, forgot about that. A technology launch is a new piece of technology that maybe the customer is you know, migrating to or rolling out, whether it's a membership program, whether it's an email marketing program, whether it's a funnel program, whether it's a website. So those are other types of projects that are very, very common in the online space. So it's either a product or service launch or a piece of technology, right? And so what you do as a project manager is you manage the strategy slash scope. Scope means what you're delivering all the way through to implementation. And your job as the PM isn't to do the work, but to manage the work and the people that do it. So if you're somebody who doesn't want to do day-to-day task or the busy work, you'd rather be the manager and make sure all these moving pieces are getting done and that you're going to deliver this project on time. That's what a project manager does. And that's one of the things that I love about it. If you're a systems type person, you love systems and checklists, you're organized, you're detailed. This is what project management is all about. It's all about systems. And I'm not talking complex systems, I'm just talking rinse and repeat systems. You do things the same way every time. You follow the same framework every time. It doesn't matter if you're building an airplane or a piece of software or you're launching a business. Right? So that's what PMs do. How can it help you as a business owner? Well, when you launch your business, you're actually launching a product. So you're actually doing project management, maybe without even knowing that's what you're doing. Project management skills are fundamental skills that all business owners should have because you manage multiple tasks, multiple deadlines, multiple resources or team members, and you just have all these spinning plates that you have to make sure that keep spinning. And project management can help you do that. Now, task management is part of project management. This is how you manage your task. I mean, have you ever had a new client come to you and give you a deadline and you weren't sure whether or not you could meet it? You just took a good guess. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to look at a task management system and tell if you can A, take on more work, or B, you're working too much and you need to hire somebody, or C, that you can meet a deadline. So project management skills can help you manage yourself and your work much more effectively and efficiently. So you can concentrate on your revenue generating task and then the other 20% of your time making sure that you're marketing and running your business. So not only is it a great skill to have as a business owner, it's also a great skill to offer clients who need product launches, service launches, or some type of technology launch. What's the benefits of being a PM? Well, I've already kind of mentioned a few of those. The benefits, at least for me, is freedom to work when and where you want. This is a freedom-based skill set. You are not tied to your desk. You are not working specific business hours. The work that you do, it doesn't matter what hours you do them, as long as you deliver on time. That is one of the reasons I never did admin work, because I didn't want to be tied to my desk, just like a job. Plus, I couldn't have made a living because I had to replace a very large income, and admin work doesn't pay enough. So project management is a high-end skill set. It's also a strategic skill set. So if you're somebody who loves strategy and systems and, you know, making sure that everything is working and everything is coming together, that is another benefit. It would suit you very well to be a PM. So benefits, freedom-based, work when and where you want. You're not working business hours, so to speak. You can pick and choose the type of projects you want to do. So if you only want to help people, you know, launch a business or launch a website or maybe launch, I don't know, a group coaching program, because maybe you work with coaches, you can specialize. So not only are you a project manager, which is a specialty, but you can even niche it down further and say, well, I'm a project manager that specializes in launching online courses for business coaches. The more focused and niche down you are, the more money you make. And here's the beauty of this. You can actually set it up so you can be a one-stop shop for your clients. What I mean by that is you can actually build a team of experts that you bring in anytime you do a specific type of product launch. Because your clients probably don't know who to use or they don't have a team, you can become your own PMO, which stands for Project Management Office. It's a great service. The other thing about project management is, well, you offer, let's say, I don't know, project management. Let's say you do websites, because that's actually a project, okay? You launch a website, and then you can upsell your clients into management-type services. So, for instance, I would launch somebody's website, hand the keys over to them, and then I would upsell them to my management program. So I kept getting income from this client, and I was always top of mind whenever they needed something for WordPress. So, for instance, if you do course launches, and you specialize with business coaches who use, let's say, Teachable, then you could upsell them after the course is delivered to actually managing the course in Teachable for them. That's two different revenue streams for you. So when you turn over the project, you have something else you can sell them to. So being a PM is such a great specialty because you can use it to create multiple revenue streams for yourself. Plus, as I mentioned before, it's a great fundamental skill set to have when you have to manage a lot of moving pieces. All right, so hopefully I've given you some ideas about what a project manager is, how they differ from a VA. The biggest difference is VAs do tasks and project managers manage those tasks and the people that do them. That to me is the biggest difference. It's also more freedom-based and you can make more money. You can actually make up to 4 times more money as a PM than you can as just a typical admin. Now that's not a guarantee, but the potential is there to do that. So if you're thinking, yeah, you know, this is really interesting, I'd like to learn more, I actually have a free training webinar that talks about moving from a VA to a PM, or even if you wanted to skip that, you could do that too, but it's called VA to PM, where to start and how to transition, and I've provided the link below. It is an automated webinar, which means you can sign up, it starts every 5 minutes, and you can watch it at your convenience. It's got a lot of great information in it, and it will go into deeper than what I've done here. So hopefully you enjoyed this, giving you some ideas of other ways you can offer services. If you had any ahas, I would love to hear from you. Please be sure to leave a note below. If you like this podcast, I invite you to subscribe, and you can find this podcast on all the popular ones, Spotify, Google, Apple. So feel free to subscribe and follow along. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.